إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah whom you demand your mutual rights and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. A raqib, one who watches what you do, waiting to hold you accountable for it on yawm al-qiyamah. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and listen to the recitation and the translation and the tafsir of Surah At-Tur. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wat-Tur wa kitabin mastur fi raqqin manshur wal baytil ma'mur was-saqfil marfu'. والبحر المسجور إن عذاب ربك لواقع ما له من دافع يوم تمور السماء مورا وتسير الجبال سيرا فويل يومئذ للمكذبين الذين هم في خوض يلعبون يوم يدعون إلى نار جهنم دعا هذه النار التي كنتم بها تكذبون أفسحر هذا أم أنتم لا تبصرون اصلوها فاصبروا أو لا تصبروا سواء عليكم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the surah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, by the Mount Tur and the book inscribed and parchment unrolled, and by al-baytul ma'mur, and by the roof raised high, and by the ocean lit afire, Indeed, the punishment of your Lord is surely to come to pass, and no one will be able to avert it. On a day where the skies will shake with a violent shaking, and the mountains will move with a horrible movement, on that day, woe to the deniers, those who are in falsehood playing. They will be pushed into the fire of Jahannam with a forceful push. This is the fire that you used to deny. Is this magic or you do not see? Enter it and be patient or don't be patient. It is the same to you. Indeed, you will be requited for that which you used to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, Surah At-Tur, He revealed it to His last prophet and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Meccan stage, before he and his sahaba made hijrah from Mecca to Al-Madinah. This is why it's called a Meccan surah, Surah At-Tur. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with this statement, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, by the Mount Tur. The ulama, they say that Tur, it is a mountain that has trees on it. Because if the mountain does not have trees, then it will be called a Jabal. And this is why it's called Tur, like the mountains that Musa alayhi salam was spoken to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly, or from the mountain that Isa began his prophethood and his mission from. Others, they say, from amongst the ulama, that what is meant by this mountain is the statement of Allah ta'ala in other ayat, وَطُورِ سِينِينَ, and the Mount Sinin or Sinai, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa, as he says in other ayat, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, and Allah spoke directly to Musa there at the Mount of Tur. فِي كِتَابٍ مَسْطُورٍ, in a book inscribed. The ulama, they say this refers to the book, the Qur'an, the one that Allah Ta'ala refers to in many ayat, as he says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. والله تعالى, he says here, that is the book of which there is no doubt in it, guidance for those who have taqwa, or for those who fear Allah Ta'ala, from amongst the pious. Others from amongst the ulama, they say what is meant by a book inscribed, it refers to the Lawh al-Mahfuz, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had everything written down that would take place to Yawm al-Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Fi raqim manshur, in parchment unrolled, in pages unrolled, pages or sheets of leather, of which they wrote Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book down, the Qur'an. وَالْبَيْتِ الْمَعْمُورِ, and الْبَيْتُ الْمَعْمُورِ. The ulama, they say that الْبَيْتُ الْمَعْمُورِ, it refers to الْبَيْتُ الْمَعْمُورِ that is in the seventh heaven. That بَيْتُ الْمَعْمُورِ, which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw on his night journey in his ascension through the heavens up to the Sidratul Muntaha. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw Ibrahim al-Khalil salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi leaning there on al-Baytul Ma'mur in the seventh heaven. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in authentic hadith informed us about that house, that 70,000 angels enter it to worship Allah each day, and none of the angels return back to that house from the angels who enter it, and it's going like this every day until Yawm al-Qiyamah. Others from amongst the ulama, they say what is meant by al-Baytul Ma'mur, or the house that is populated, it refers to the Kaaba here on earth, that is populated with the people who are making Hajj and Umrah. It is populated with the people who are making tawaf around it and making the salat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. It refers to the Kaaba here on earth. And the Baytul Ma'mur is directly over the Kaaba. Meaning if the Kaaba went straight up to the seventh heaven, it would coincide with the Baytul Ma'mur there in the seventh heaven, as it comes in authentic narration on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالسَّقَفِ الْمَرْفُوعِ And the roof raised high. And the roof raised high, it refers to the skies or the heavens that have been raised up above us high. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the heavens above the earth. وَالْبَحْرِ الْمَسْجُورِ And the ocean is a flame of fire. And this refers to on Yawm al-Qiyamah, where the ocean will be a flame of fire burning until there's no more water left. Others from amongst the ulama, they say what is meant by this is, it refers to the ocean on this, the ocean and this world, the oceans that are filled. It means that the oceans are filled with water, and that water stays in its place, and it doesn't cover the earth, or it doesn't cover the land. Therefore we have the land and the water, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Allah ta'ala, He swears by these things from His creation that are magnificent, to show His magnificence subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to show the reality or the fact of what Allah ta'ala says in the next ayat, إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ لَوَاقِعَ مَا لَهُ مِنْ دَافِعَ Indeed, the punishment of your Lord is surely to come to pass, and no one will be able to avert it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment will be for the disbelievers, and no one will be able to save a disbeliever from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah ta'ala says in other ayat, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, سَأَلَ سَائِلٌ بِعَذَابٍ وَاقِعٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُ دَافِعٍ وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَى He says, the questioner asks about the punishment to take place. It is for the disbelievers, and no one will be able to avert it, or no one will be able to keep the disbelievers from this punishment of Allah Ta'ala. يَوْمَ تَمُورُ السَّمَاءُ مَوْرًا وَتَسِيرُ الْجِبَالُ سَيْرًا On a day when the heavens will shake with a violent shake. Or as some of the ulama, they explain that the heavens will be going in circles, and they will be mixing one in the other, and they will be shaking as a sign for the last day. And the mountains will be moving with a violent movement, and they will be moving and shaking until they are pulverized and nothing is left except scattered particles floating about. يَوْمَ يُدَاعُونَ إِلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ فَوَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ On that day, destruction is for the deniers. Those who denied the truth of this deen of al-Islam, they will be destroyed in the fire of Jahannam on that day where the skies will shake and the mountains will be pulverized. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي خَوْضٍ يَلْعَبُونَ Those who are in falsehood playing, that they're taking the life of this world and they're indulging in falsehood and in disbelief and disobedience to Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they're taking mockery as their deen or enjoyment and entertainment as their way of life. يَوْمَ يُدَاعُونَ إِلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ دَاعًا On a day where they will be pushed into the fire of Jahannam with a forceful push. Those people who denied the truth, those who are living a life of falsehood and playing around and taking that as their way of life, they will be pushed down into the hellfire with a serious push. The fire that they used to, this is the fire that they used to deny. While they were taking their life as sport and play in this world, and they were disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His ayat, and the message of the Messenger salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, as he was warning the people of a blazing flame if they disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger, they will see this fire on Yawm al-Qiyamah that they used to disbelieve in this world. أَفَسِحْرٌ هَذَا أَمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ Is this magic or do you not see? Is this fire that you see right now as a reality that is burning you on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Is this fire magic or is it real as it is burning you? Or don't you see? Meaning you closed your eyes to the truth in this world. Close your eyes now as you're being burnt in the blazing flame of the fire that you act like it didn't take place. Or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means by this ayah, إِصْلَوْهَا فَاصْبِرُوا أَوْ لَا تَصْبِرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّمَا تُجَزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ Enter it. Enter into this blazing flame, to this blazing fire, and be patient with it or don't be patient with it. Meaning try to deal with the punishment and the pain of this fire if you like, whether you're patient or you're not. It's the same. You will only be rewarded for that which you used to do. Meaning if you disbelieved in Allah and His Book and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that your punishment on Yawm al-Qiyamah will be the blazing flame, and this will be your reward and your punishment for what you used to do in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the fire. Bismillah, alhamdulillah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أم سلمة رضي الله عنها قالت شكوت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أني أشتكي فقال طوفي وراء الناس طوفي وراء الناس وأنت راكبة فطوفت ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي على جنب بيت وهو يقرأ بالطور وكتاب مسطور أخرجه البخاري أم سلمة the wife of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم she said that I complained to the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم meaning that she was having difficulty making the tawaf around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house, the Kaaba, during the performance of the Umrah and the Hajj. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, make the tawaf behind the people while you are riding. Meaning the people are close to the Kaaba making tawaf. Don't make the tawaf with them there, but go back away from the house and get on your riding animal and ride around the Kaaba as you make the tawaf. She said, I was making tawaf and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making salat next to the Kaaba and I heard him reciting Wattur wa kitabin nastur, or reciting the surah that we are beginning the recitation and the translation and its tafsir today, and this is authentically collected by Imam al-Bukhari. Jubair radiallahu anhu qala, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقرأ في المغرب بالطور فما سمعت أحدا أحسن صوتا أو قراءة منه. متفق عليه. Jubair radiallahu anhu, from amongst the companions of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting Surah Al-Tur and Salatul Maghrib. And I've never heard anyone with a more pleasant voice or better recitation than him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. And this is just some of the hadith around this surah, Surah Al-Tur. In the beginning of this surah, there are some benefits for us. From amongst the benefits for us is to take this life seriously and to be mindful of our purpose in life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in other surahs with His statement, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have not created the jinn nor the mankind except to worship me. Our purpose in life is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take your purpose in life seriously and fulfill your purpose in life by worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be mindful of the way of life of the disbelievers, those who have taken falsehood as their way of life, those who have taken mockery and sport and play as their way of life, those who have disbelieved in Allah and His Book and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be aware of living a life like this, because though it seems so beautiful and pleasant in this world, it means nothing but the fire in the hereafter. Those people who deny Allah's Book and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they deny that they will be burned in the hellfire for their disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their disbelief in Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will be presented with the fire that they used to deny would be their punishment for their way of life in this world. Take your life seriously. The fire is real. And people will be burnt in the fire, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in this ayat. And you cannot be patient enough to handle the fire. You cannot even be patient enough to handle the fire in this world. If you were to put your hand over the stove, over the fire for 1 minute only, you couldn't be patient with the fire. How are you going to be patient with the fire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the disbelievers? Be mindful of your lifestyles and turn back to obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Turn back to belief in Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam. Be mindful of your purpose in life and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fulfilling your obligation to Him by doing what He commands and staying away from what He prohibits, by doing what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you, and by staying away from that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more magnificent than His creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, He swears by some of the magnificent things of His creation, only to show His magnificence and His glory subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you might be fearful of the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us in this surah, that no one can save you from if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you with this fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the fire. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Oh Allah, make us from amongst those who believe in You and Your Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and save us from the fire. Oh Allah, make us obedient to You and Your Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and save us from the fire. Oh Allah, make us from amongst those who listen to Your Book and reflect on it and practice it, and save us from the fire from our listening to Your Book and trying to understand it and practice it. Oh Allah, bless us with understanding Your Book and practice it. Oh Allah, bless us with understanding Your Book and practicing it, and save us from the fire. Our Lord, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and save us from the fire. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والحمد لله.